This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1063. Should you tell your employer about your side hustle? By Daniela of ilikedodabble.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator here. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Work Daily, where I read to you every single day from some of the best work-life blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. So now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Should You Tell Your Employer About Your Side Hustle? By Daniela of ilikedodabble.com. It's a valid question. When I started my blog, I actually never thought much about my employer at the time even caring. Then, shortly after I started it, I was laid off anyway. At my current job, they have a clear policy around outside income-generating activities. Should I go ahead and tell my employer about my side hustle? In my situation, yes. But there was some careful planning that went into this decision. If you have a side hustle that you're wondering if you should disclose to a potential employer during an interview or on your resume, the answer is yes. What goes into this decision? Well, it's always a good idea to protect yourself from getting fired or worse, sued. And yes, there are employers out there that would have the literal guts to sue you for your hard work. But first, there are a couple of things we need to clear up about your side hustle. Is it just a couple of times a month sort of thing where you do it more as a hobby? If so, you won't need to worry about disclosing this until it starts becoming more of a small business. I think you're fine if you flip a couple of items from thrift stores on the weekends. Once you start operating as a business, you might want to start looking at your employee handbook. If your side hustle is just a second job a couple of times a week, that is something that your employer also might require disclosure of. Start with these three questions. There are three questions to think about before moving forward. 1. Does your employer allow side hustles? 2. Do they have a non-compete clause? And 3. Is there a conflict of interest? If your job doesn't allow side hustles, you might be out of luck unless you want to ask a lawyer their point of view. If your employer does allow side hustles, the next step is to start with their non-compete clause. Many employers will have this in the hiring contract, handbook, or it's accessible via the Human Resources Department. They also might have specifics in their policy, like if you were to work on your side hustle during work hours, they may claim that they have rights to it. Yeah, it sounds crazy, but those same words are in my own employer's policy, which is why I batch and schedule so much of my side hustle work. Depending on their non-compete clause and any conflict of interest, you might need to get your side hustle approved. Since my website talks a lot about finances and I am an affiliate for a lot of online financial applications and products, I decided to go through this process to make sure it wasn't a conflict of interest, since I work at a financial tech company for my day job. How to start the approval process? Usually, you can ask the Human Resources Department for how to start your side hustle approval process. In my experience, they forwarded me to a contact in their legal department who had me fill out a couple of forms. What was included on the forms was information like my name, website, what the website is for, and how often I work on it. My manager then reviewed these forms and approved my side hustle. This might be a lot different for you, as all employers are different. What if they don't have a policy? If they don't have a clear policy, I recommend consulting a lawyer for their point of view. It's better to be safe than sorry. Keep in mind the general attitude of your workplace, too, if there's no clear policy. Is it something that they might push you out because of? You might have to be extra careful approaching them about this, or even consider keeping it under wraps if a lawyer sees no legal disadvantage. Moving forward, more ways to legally cover your side hustle. Disclosing a side hustle has always been pretty simple in my experience. It's usually very cut and dry. You fill out a couple of forms and they say yay or nay. However, there are employers out there with a lack of resources and a toxic environment where outside income earning activities could be frowned upon with no real policy to refer to. This is where you might delay the decision or might even decide to keep it to yourself. Either way, it is important to disclose so you can protect yourself from not only getting fired, but also getting sued. Always consult a lawyer before making any moves. You just listened to the post titled, Should You Tell Your Employer About Your Side Hustle? By Daniela of ilikedodabble.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And a big thank you to Daniela, who is a software engineer and sidepreneur who has gone from 0 to 12 income streams in just 4 years. She's paid off over $40,000 of debt in the process and moved 2,100 miles cross-country with her wife, Alexandra, to live in their dream location. Prior to that, she was going through back-to-back layoffs, she had no savings, and was living paycheck to paycheck. Now, she teaches thousands of others how to start and grow their own side hustles and businesses, get their money right, find remote work that aligns with what they really want to do, and live their best life. So come by ilikedodabble.com for a lot more. But that's going to do it for this episode. I thank you so much for listening all the way through and being with me every day, and I'll be back again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.